Natchez City Alderman agreed yesterday to join two other neighboring towns to establish Natchez to Brookhaven passenger train service. It's dependent on getting federal funds. Such a plan is still iffy as discussions for this have been ongoing for several years with much more work ahead to make it a reality, according to Mayor Dan Gibson. The board agreed to join with Meadville and Brookhaven to advance plans for passenger train service. It's in collaboration with Natchez Railway, the company that uses the 65-mile railroad track to haul freight to and from Brookhaven. This comes as Natchez Adams County prepares to have commercial passenger planes returning in July for the first time since the 1990s. Louisiana leaders have agreed to a tentative $4.8 million settlement with the family Ronald Green, a black driver who died during a violent 2019 roadside arrest carried out by five white officers. This according to two people with knowledge of the agreement, speaking with the Associated Press. The settlement would end a federal wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of Green, whose death drew national attention after the AP in 2021 obtained footage showing Louisiana State Police officers punching, kicking, and using stun guns outside the city of Monroe. Louisiana State Police spokesperson Captain Russell Graham says the agency could not comment on the terms of the settlement because the process, quote, has not yet been finalized, end quote. A statewide program for the Mississippi State Department of Health expanded access to substance use disorder care across all 82 counties by identifying risk earlier, reducing barriers to treatment, and bringing support closer to where patients live. According to MSDH, many challenges in Mississippi make forward-looking programs like this essential. In 2023, 49% of households were either in poverty or earned less than the cost of basic needs. Overdose deaths rose by more than a third from 2020 to 2021, including a 51% increase in deaths involving synthetic opioids such as fentanyl. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration estimates about 327,000 Mississippians 12 and older who needed substance use treatment did not receive it based on the 2022 and 23 annual averages. The hantavirus outbreak on a sightseeing cruise ship has some worried about another pandemic in the cards.
If you're worried the hantavirus could lead to another COVID experience, LSU Health New Orleans and infectious disease expert Dr. Fred Lopez has some good news.
Most people don't feel that level of concern that this is going to turn into a pandemic-like situation.
Lopez says that's because hantavirus is not as contagious as other viruses.
It doesn't appear to be as transmissible as COVID-19 or even the flu. It requires close contact with an infected individual.
Lopez says hantavirus is usually not transmissible between people, but this is a special type called the Andes virus. I'm Joe Gallinaro.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 37.38 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at ListenUpYall.com.